Rotary International, a world fellowship of business and professional men with a common ideal of service, presents the Rotary Golden Theater. More than 8,000 Rotary clubs in 89 countries throughout the world are celebrating the 50th anniversary of Rotary International, an organization fostering the ideal of service in personal, business, and community life, and working for the advancement of international understanding, goodwill, and peace through a world fellowship of business and professional men. In observance of its golden anniversary and as a public service, Rotary International brings you the Rotary Golden Theater. As we enter the Rotary Golden Theater, the bright lights blaze forth the title of the drama we are about to see, Spotlight on Youth. We take our seats. The curtain rises on a scene that's bustling with activity. It's a corridor of the Middle City High School building between classes. Deborah Gray, a junior, rushes up to James Frisbee, the secretary of the student council.
Red, I've been simply dying to talk to you all morning. Have you heard the news?
What news?
They're going to have a Middle City Boys and Girls Week.
They? Who are they?
It's to be sponsored by the Rotary Club.
Great. It sounds like fun.
Fun? Red Frisbee, it'll probably be the most juvenile thing that's ever happened.
But, Debbie, isn't your father a Rotarian?
Yes, and that's not the worst.
What do you mean?
He's chairman of the Rotary Club Boys and Girls Week Committee. Oh, honestly, I could just die.
You could? Why?
Red Frisbee, how would you like it if your father came around and started treating the whole Middle City High School like a group of infants?
Gee, Debbie, whenever I come over to your house, he's always treated me great. Your dad, I mean.
Oh, honestly, Red, can't you see what'll happen? There'll probably be some stupid pageant for Boys and Girls Week with everybody dressed up in idiotic costumes as a spirit of youth. And we'll have to make a lot of silly old speeches in high school assembly.
You think it's going to be bad, huh?
Think, I know.
But isn't there something we can do about it?
My hands are absolutely tied.
Why?
With my father as chairman of the Rotary Committee?
Oh, yes, I see what you mean.
But your hands aren't tied, Red.
Now, wait a minute. You talked me into making a complaint about the long homework assignment in modern history, and I had to stay in an hour after school every day for 2 weeks.
Red, how would you like to get up in assembly and give a half-hour talk on what kind of a career I expect to follow and why? I saw some of Dad's notes. There was one line that said, Careers Day. And how would you like to have a special examination and a lot of special papers to write in civics class?
Say, this sounds kind of serious.
And it's also childish.
But what can we do about it?
We can rebel. We can refuse to let the grown-ups make us look like infants.
Us? Just who does that include?
Why, all of us. Of course, somebody will have to be the leader.
Uh-oh.
Well, if you're afraid to say what you honestly think to a few grown-ups...
But, Deb...
If you are afraid, Walter Dean wouldn't be. I guess he has plenty of courage, being the captain of the football team. I guess I can get him to lead the revolt.
Who says he's got any more courage than I do? After all, he's not the only man on the football team.
Oh, Red, then you will do it. Oh, wonderful. I knew you would.
You did? How did you know?
Never mind. Come over to our house after school, and we'll work out your speech.
Speech?
Of course, silly. Somebody has to give a speech to the Rotary Committee to tell them that we aren't going to be in their old Boys and Girls Week. See you at 4. All right, Red. Now, see what you think of this. Mr. Chairman and members of the Rotary Club Committee for the Observance of Boys and Girls Week.
Gee, that's a lot to memorize.
Well, that's just the introduction, silly. We, the members of the Student Council of Middle City High School, feel that a Boys and Girls Week cannot give us a true picture of boys and girls when everything about it is dictated by grown-ups.
I don't know where you get all those words.
Don't interrupt. We feel that we would be untrue to ourselves to enter into a program we don't really believe in, a program which is not really ours. We are not children anymore, as we have proved in this Student Council. We have our own ideas and our own way of doing things. Frankly, the ideas you have presented for us to follow seem to be much too juvenile.
Oh, Deb, you don't expect me to learn all that, do you?
Well, you can have notes to help you. Therefore, I think I speak for the whole student council when I say that I do not care to take part in the Rotary Club's Boys and Girls Week observance.
Oh.
Well, don't you like it? What's wrong with it?
Debbie, it just doesn't sound like me.
Well, I can get Walter Dean to do it. And I suppose he would have less trouble memorizing it than you would.
Oh, all right. Give it here.
Oh, you'll do a wonderful job, I know. But you'll have to work fast.
Why?
Well, Dad has arranged a first meeting with the Student Council Activities Committee tomorrow afternoon, right after school.
Tomorrow afternoon? If I have this thing memorized a week from tomorrow afternoon, I'll be doing good.
Well, if you don't want to try.
I know. Walter Dean. All right. I'll see where I can be up most of the night.
Quiet! Quiet! You saved that conversation with Deborah Gray to later, Frisbee.
Me?
Yes, you. Now, the meeting will please come to order. We have a guest with us today, Mr. Stuart Gray of the Middle City Rotary Club. He's here in connection with a Boys and Girls Week, an idea which has been handled by Rotary Clubs all over the world. Well, I guess I better let Mr. Gray tell you all about it.
Well, thank you, Walter. Before I can expect you boys and girls to show any enthusiasm for Boys and Girls Week, I should tell you a little of its background. Rotary Clubs all over the world have been sponsoring Boys and Girls Week for a good many years.
What's the purpose of it, Mr. Gray?
Well, there are four main reasons for having Boys and Girls Week, Ren. The big one, of course, is to focus public attention on boys and girls, their potentialities and their problems. Another important reason for the week's observance is to generate some enthusiasm for some great year-round activities for boys and girls, like the Youth Center, the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Campfire, High Y, Junior Baseball League, the swimming pools, the community recreation program, boys' clubs, Junior Red Cross, the school band, all kinds of things. And then we want to make people see the importance of the home, the church, and the school in a youngster's development. Still another reason for Boys and Girls Week is to sell you an idea. The importance to you of your country and its laws. After all, you're growing up and you need to think about those things.
But what are we supposed to do about Boys and Girls Week?
Well, that'll be pretty much up to this committee, Debbie.
But what does the Rotary Club have planned for us to do?
Why, nothing. Oh, of course, we've been studying this thing for weeks. We've contacted several organizations in Middle City and they're willing to go along. Now, we've formed a central committee that brings them all together. Now, my purpose in coming here today is to find out if the student council is interested. Now, if so, your committee and ours would work together in making the plans.
But what can be done or should be done in a Boys and Girls Week?
Well, Rotary International has suggested certain special days for the week as a help in working out a program. Those days are Careers Day, Health and Safety Day, Citizenship Day, Family Day, School Day, a day in church, and a day of international understanding.
What do we do on those days?
That would be pretty much up to your committee, Rad.
I suppose on Careers Day, we're supposed to get some students to get up in assembly and talk about what kind of careers they're planning after they get out of school.
If that's what you want. I'd think it might be more interesting to arrange a tour of Middle City's most successful manufacturing plants. Maybe a tour behind the scenes in some stores. Perhaps an arrangement where students would have an opportunity to interview professional men, question them about their professions.
Gee, that sounds great. Have you got it all arranged?
Oh, no, but if you're interested, the General Committee will contact the business and professional men and get their cooperation.
I suppose you want us to write special essays on good government for Citizenship Day.
Well, you can if that's what you decide to do, but the most successful citizenship program has been a junior election.
Oh? What's that?
The students elect a whole set of junior officials to take over all the municipal offices for a day. There would be a junior mayor, junior councilman, a junior police chief, junior municipal court judge, even a junior fire chief.
Gee, that sounds great. Like the most fun of anything that's ever happened around here. Could you really get the city to permit a thing like that?
Your committee and our committee can work together on it. I think you misunderstand Rotary's part in Boys and Girls Week, Red. We'll give you all the help you want or need, but we won't take over the job. If we did, it wouldn't be your week.
But you do want us to do certain things, don't you?
No, all we want is for you to have a successful week.
What do you have planned for Health and Safety Day?
Nothing definite.
But don't you expect us to take physical examinations?
Well, there's a lot of adult talk about reckless driving by teenagers. Most of you are pretty good, sane drivers, and I'd let people know about that. Maybe with an automobile safe driving contest for teenagers.
Now, there's a great idea.
You might have a bicycle safe driving contest, too, for those who aren't old enough to drive cars. It's all up to you.
Well, if we have a contest for car driving, we should have one for bicycles, too.
We can furnish you written material on how to run the contest.
Hey, this is beginning to sound like the biggest week in the history of Middle City, and the most fun.
Speaking of fun, you may want to have a show of some kind. A talent show for teenagers, or maybe a teenage dance or party.
Why not both? A talent show and a dance.
Well, I don't want to get you confused with too many ideas. I'd suggest that you better start setting up committees to handle one event and work out what you want done on it before you think about the next event.
Just one thing.
Yes, Debbie?
Who's going to give orders to these committees?
Nobody. The general committee will counsel, advise, suggest, and do everything it can to assist. As plans are developed, however, they'll be announced to the public through your committee and not through ours.
That sounds great.
Then, are we all set? Should we get down to work and start appointing boys and girls to handle the various events?
Just a minute. I think Red has something to say.
Who, me?
Well?
All I have to say, Deborah Gray, is that certain people should know what they're talking about before they open their mouths.
All right. The last event of the Junior Safety Contest. Attention, all drivers. You must accelerate to 30 miles an hour by the time your car reaches the yellow and black sign, caution, stop ahead. You will then brake your car to a complete stop with the front wheels as close to the diagonal yellow markers as you can possibly get them. Ready? Get set? Go!
Right on time, I see. That's fine. Taxpayers expect the mayor to be on the job every minute.
Yes, sir, Your Honor.
I guess I better read this before I sign it. In recognition of Middle City Boys and Girls Week, I do hereby appoint James W. Frisbee to serve as junior mayor and to perform all the functions for which the office of mayor is normally held responsible. There you are. That makes it official, Your Honor.
The Reverend Mr. Brown has asked me to have all families who are attending church today as a family unit to please rise. Thank you. For the Boys and Girls Week Committee, I want to thank all you parents for cooperating with us so well. The junior choir will open the Boys and Girls Week part of this service.
You know, Deb, I'll bet this is the most educational dance Middle City ever had. That was quite an idea Alice Jones had. Quite an idea.
You mean making the dance the Costumes of Other Lands party?
Sure. I thought International Understanding Day might be dull, but this is a lot of fun. Yes, sir, that Alice Jones is mighty smart.
If you think you're going to get me mad by talking about her, you can quit trying. I'm so proud of being here with the mayor of Middle City, I could just die.
The one you should be proud of is your dad. He started all this.
Well, not really. It was the Rotary Club, but I am proud of him. But, Red, something should be done about Mr. Gladwin assigning homework the night of a dance. I mean, it's utterly fantastic. If the student council were to get up a petition and take it to the principal's office tomorrow,
no, I'm not taking any petition to the principal's office.
But, Red...
Get Walter Dean to do it.
Why, Red, you know I wouldn't dream of going to Walter when you and I are going steady, practically.
Not if you get any more ideas about petitions or speeches.
All right, Red. But I was thinking about writing a letter for you to sign.
No.
As secretary of the student council, thanking the Rotary Club for the wonderful way they worked with us.
What? Well, that's different. Debbie, I believe you're catching on.
And so the curtain falls on the play Spotlight on Youth, presented by the Rotary Golden Theater, as a public service in commemoration of the 50th anniversary of Rotary International. A world fellowship of business and professional men with a common ideal of service.